الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، يعطي الإستاذ رحمه الله تعالى سؤال question: من هم الواقفة وما حكمهم؟ Who are الواقفة؟ And what is their ruling? And what is their ruling? الجواب, the answer, he said رحمه الله, الواقفة هم الذين يقولون في القرآن لا نقول هو كلام الله لا نقول هو كلام الله ولا نقول مخلوق. It says in the response, the واقفة, there are those who say regarding the Quran, we do not say it is the speech of Allah, nor do we say it is created. Nor do we say it is created. This is this is what has been mentioned about the waqifah here by the author, but likewise in his work Ma'arij al-Qabul, he mentioned هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا نَقُولُ هُوَ مَخْلُوقٌ وَلَا نَقُولُ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٌ. There are those who do not say that it's created, nor do they say that it's not created. They do not say that it's created, nor do they say that it's not created. Rather, they stop at that. So the author, he had two interpretations of their position and who the waqifah are. And he based upon that one here mentioned in this work here, and likewise another in the vaster, more extensive work, which is known as Ma'arij al-Qubul. So the Waqifa, here he says, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ لَا نَقُولُ هُوَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَلَا نَقُولُ مَخْلُوقٌ. We do not say that it's the speech of Allah, nor do we say it's created. Nor do we say it's created. Or they would say, لَا نَقُولُ هُوَ مَخْلُوقٌ وَلَا نَقُولُ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٌ. We do not say that it's created, and we do not say it's not created. نَتَوَقَّفْ, they say. That we stop, we don't affirm any of these affairs. We do not affirm it and we do not deny it. Rather, we don't say anything about it. We don't delve into these affairs. This is what they claim. So the Waqifa, they're a deviant sect and group who have deviated with regards to the understanding of the Quran. And to summarize, there are those who refuse to establish the haq and to clarify the truth. Rather, they hid behind this claim of piety and of reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and instead of affirming the truth that is clear, they pretend to be pious and not delve into these affairs. And this is not allowed from them, and this is not permissible. And for this reason, the scholars, they consider them to be deviant. And from the mubtadi'ah, and those who deviated and innovated in the deen of Allah, that which is free from. So with regards to the issue of the Qur'an, we have seen previously, the author, he mentioned about the one who says that the Qur'an is created, he is disbelieved. Kufran yukhrijuhum min deen al-Islam. The type of disbelief, major disbelief, that expels him from the religion of al-Islam. Laysa lahu shay'un min ahkam al-Muslimin. He has absolutely nothing from the rulings of the believers. One who makes that statement and dies, what he has in billah, that the Qur'an is created. So there are other deviants, likewise, stemming from this. They had the same methodology, but they were afraid to be condemned in that same manner. They had the same creed, believing that the Qur'an is created. But they would not say it directly. And delve into these affairs. And this was also from the methodology of the Jahmiyyah. Yani, and those who are upon that creed, they had that creed in their hearts, yet they would hide from stating it clearly, and they would try to hide behind this statement here. نتوقف. نتوقف في القرآن. We'll stop. We don't delve into that. They try to hide behind that. The Salaf, they would call al-Waqifa Turs al-Jahmiyyah. Hum Turs al-Jahmiyyah. The Turs is the Junnah. The Turs is the shield that the army man he wears. So the ulama of the Salaf, they consider these people here to be like their shield. To be like their shield that they will hide behind. The Jahmi will hide behind them so that their creed and methodology could spread. So these people, that we won't say nothing about it. We're not going to speak about it. And in claiming that it's out of piety, and from here, their creed and their doubts spread in this manner. So they're also severely misguided. This is not an issue that you can stop with regards to. Rather, you must clarify the truth. You must clarify the haq, that the Quran is the speech of Allah and it's not created. This is incumbent, as we have seen in our previous class. You make that statement clear. Al-Qur'anu kalamullahi ghayru makhluqin minhu bada'a wa ilayhi ya'ud. Salaf, they establish this affair. And this is the creed that the people of the Sunnah, they believe in, and they affirm, and they have no doubts about that. They have no doubts about that. So to have doubts about that, or to not delve into that, so they claim, this is not allowed. Rather, one, he must say the truth with regards to the creed and methodology in the proper way. So he says here, قَالَ الْإِمَامُ أَحْمَدُ رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ يُحْسِنُ الْكَلَامِ فَهُوَ جَهْمِينَ. Imam Ahmed, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, whoever among them is skilled in kalam, speech, yani what is intended, kalam, theological rhetoric, yani the philosophy, the ahlu kalam, yani the theological rhetoric and the philosophy. The philosophy is known as ilm al-kalam. The one who is well-versed in this science here, and he makes that claim, ana atawakaf. I do not get involved. I'm not going to say that it's created, and I'm not going to say it's not created. Allah knows best. The one who says this, while he's versed in the science of philosophy and rhetoric and the likes like this, then Imam Ahmad considered him to be a Jahmi. Because he knows, and there's no excuse for him. There's no excuse for him. وَمَنْ كَانَ لَا يُحْسِنُهُ بَلْ كَانَ جَاهِلًا جَهْلًا بَسِيطًا فَهُوَ تُقَامُ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةُ بِالْبَيَانِ وَالْبُرْهَانِ. He said, and whoever is not skilled, any proficient in the science of philosophy and this theological rhetoric and the like scientists, ilm al-kalam, he is not aware of these principles and that science that those people they are upon, whether he's following them out of ignorance or the like scientists, or he's claiming this statement that he claims based on simple ignorance and he's not knowledgeable of where he's coming from, then he says the proof is to be established against him. With explanation and evidence. The proof is to be established against him with explanation and evidence. So it says again, and whoever is not skilled in it, and that science of philosophy, so on and so forth, but is simply ignorant with basic ignorance. Simply ignorant with basic ignorance. Then the proof is to be established against him with explanation and evidence. فَإِن تَابَ وَآمَنَ بِأَنَّهُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٌ وَإِلَّا فَهُوَ الشَّرُّ مِنَ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ. So if he repents and believes that the Qur'an is the speech of Allah, the Exalted, and is not created, then he is excused. And is not created, then he is excused. Otherwise, he's worse than the Jahmiya. Otherwise, he's worse than the Jahmiya. And this is still the statement of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Otherwise, he's worse than the Jahmiya. So the one from them who is aware of the knowledge of philosophy and theological rhetoric, any ilm al-kalam, then they're not excused because they're saying what they're saying based upon the principles that they know and the knowledge that they have and the deviation that they follow and putting their minds in front of the text and the evidence and the like like this. So their claim is not an excuse for them. Their claim is not an excuse for them. As for the one who is simply ignorant, he's unaware of these affairs. Maybe he's tried by what he has heard being spread, so on and so forth, and he's following them. And then he made that statement, and he thought maybe it's a good statement. Then the issue is to be clarified. He should be shown the proper way. The evidence should be established against him, and he should be debated concerning this affair. And the proofs should be explained clearly so that he can choose upon insight and upon light, upon insight and upon light. Ilm al-Kalam, the knowledge of al-Kalam, the people of knowledge, they have clarified the deviation and falsehood of that science and the people who follow that science. And it's great deviation. The people, the scholars of Ilm al-Kalam, they claim the definition of Ilm al-Kalam. What do they say? The scholars of the science of philosophy, theological rhetoric, and it's based upon the intelligence and preferring the mind and the intelligence over the clear and authentic text, of the clear and authentic text. They define it as being ilmun yu'na bil-hijaji an al-aqaid al-imaniyya bil-adilla al-aqliyya. This is what they claim, this science of kalam that he's discussing here. Yani that they say, علم يعنى بالحجاج عن العقائد الإيمانية بالأدلة العقلية. That is a type of science that is concerned with defending the matters of the creed, the matters of faith, with rational arguments and intellectual proofs. It's a type of science concerned with defending the matters of creed, the matters of faith and belief, with rational arguments and intellectual proofs. This is what they claim. But Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the reality of ilm al-kalam And he says, وَأَمَّا عِلْمُ الْكَلَامِ فَهُوَ فِي الْأَصْلِ كَلَامٌ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدَى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. This is the true reality. وَأَمَّا عِلْمُ الْكَلَامِ فَهُوَ فِي الْأَصْلِ كَلَامٌ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدَى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. So the true reality of ilm al-kalam, this philosophy and theological rhetoric and the likes like this, is to speak about Allah with no knowledge. To speak about Allah without knowledge, without guidance and without any enlightened book. You need to speak about Allah and the deen of Allah without any knowledge from the Quran and the Sunnah. This is the reality of ilm al-kalam. Ilm al-kalam. And the people who follow this way, they consider this to be absolute deen. They consider this to be absolute deen. And this is tawheed. And they have kulliyat, kulliyat usul al-deen, which is the kulliyat where you study al-aqa'id wa-tawheed. They call it kulliyatu ilm al-kalam. Waliyadu billah, the kulliyat, the faculty of this science here, the science of philosophy and theological rhetoric. And you find them saying, since it's like this and it's like that, then it has to be like this. And because this, if it's like this and then it's like that, then it has to be this. And they use their mind to reach conclusions with regards to affairs with the unseen, more specifically with regards to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they affirm and deny based upon their mind and the intellect and their ration and their thinking and the likes like this, and then neglect the evidences and the proofs of the Quran and the Sunnah. So this is something that was introduced into the Ummah in the early generations, especially whenever there were great conquests through the lands, and then some of the ulama, they were ordered to translate the works of the Greeks and the philosophers of the Greeks, Aristotle and the likes of them, their works were translated in the Greek philosophy and their scholars and their thoughts, they were translated into Arabic. And then this was a great means for deviation to enter into the Ummah. Waliyadu billah, wound up being a great means for deviation to enter into the Ummah. And there were many who were affected by that. They were affected by those creeds and they deviated in a great way. Many of those sects that came from this manner and these deviant ideologies that came from these thoughts and this philosophy of Aristotle and those who were upon his madhab and upon his way. They claimed that they were ilahiyun, that they believed in God, and they believed in a creator, but they were great deviants. Waliyadu billah, many of them, disbelievers in their belief. No doubt the Greeks, they're disbelievers, but those who accepted many of their ideologies, they wound up deviating in a great manner. Even many of them, they disbelieved in their deviation. They wind up disbelieving in their deviation. Like Ibn Sina and the likes like them, Ibn Arabi, Nakira, and Ibn Arabi, they had great deviation. They're the ones who came with Wahdat al-Wujud, wal-Ittihadiyya, believing that the creator is inside the creation. Or even some of them, they said that the creator and the creation is one and inseparable. You understand that they make these claims, and then from that creed also came that Allah is everywhere. That Allah is everywhere. And the likes like this. All of this is great, great deviation that came about from ilm al-kalam. So the waqifah, they are those who didn't delve into this sphere, claiming out of piety, but in reality they had the same creed. But in reality they had the same creed. And had they expressed their creed clearly, Ahlul Sunnah would refute them and clarify their deviation and condemn them and put them in hardship and difficulty and expose them. And the likes like this, so they, many of them, they turn to al-waqf, and they're not saying anything about the Quran, not saying whether it's created or not created, not saying whether it's created or not created. So these people are called al-waqifah. The waqifah, who are they? When asked about the issue of the Quran and their creed in the Quran, do you believe that the Quran is the speech of Allah and not created? What would they say? They would say, Wallahu A'lam, I don't know. He would say about himself, Wallahu A'lam, he doesn't know. He doesn't know if it's created or not created. I'm not going to say anything, he would say. He's not going to say anything. So the scholars did not allow this. They did not allow this. From the head of them was a man, his name is Muhammad ibn Shuja' al-Thalji. Muhammad ibn Shuja' al-Thalji. And he was the student of Bishr al-Marisi. Bishr al-Marisi kana Jahmiyan. He was from the Jahmiyan, and he had deviant ideologies. Many of the scholars refuted him and clarified his falsehood. From the Imam al-Shafi, rahimahullah, refuted al-Marisi. And many others wrote works in clarification of his deviation and his misguidance. Darimi, rahimahullah, he wrote works. Whenever the knowledge reached him about what he's saying, he wrote a whole volume in refutation of Bishr al-Marisi. He died in the year 218. Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah, he was asked about praying behind him. He said, no, do not pray behind him. He forbade praying behind Bishr al-Marisi. And Qutaybah ibn Sa'id al-Baghlani, rahimahullah, he declared him to be a kafir. And so many of the scholars, they declared this individual to be a disbeliever because of his creed with regards to the Qur'an and with regards to the sifat and his philosophy and his ideology and deviation in this affair. Bishr al-Marisi, he died in the year 218. 218, the people of knowledge, they called him Bishr al-Shar. Bishr al-Shar, the evil Bishr. They would say, so there's Bishr al-Shar, the evil Bishr, just like there is Bishr al-Khayr. They say Bishr al-Marisi huwa Bishru al-Shar. And Bishr al-Hafi huwa Bishru al-Khayr. Bishru al-Khayr, another great scholar. His name is Bishr al-Hafi. They considered him to be the opposite of him. Yani Bishr al-Khayr is the good Bishr. As for Bishr al-Shar, the evil, found lowly Bishr, that's Bishr al-Marisi. Wa kana jahmiyan wa riyadu billah. In the same light, also there were two Ahmed. Ahmed al-Sunnah wa Ahmed al-Bid'ah. They were known like this. There's Ahmed al-Sunnah and Ahmed al-Bid'ah. Ahmed al-Sunnah, Ahmed ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, al-Imam Ahmed, is well known. Al-Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal, they called him Ahmed al-Sunnah. And then they were alive in the same time, in the same era. And then there was another Ahmed likewise as well, but he was known as Ahmed al-Bid'ah, the Ahmed of innovation. And that was Ahmed ibn Abi Duad. Ahmed ibn Abi Duad. And he was the one that was behind the lashing of Ahmed al-Sunnah. And he was behind attempting to have him murdered and executed. And he was a great fitna in trial. And they called him, the scholars of hadith, they called him Ahmed Bid'ah. Ahmed al-Bid'ah. Yani the Ahmed of innovation. Ahmed ibn Abi Duad. As for al-Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal, they called him Ahmed al-Sunnah. So there were two in both lines. There's Bishr al-Shar and Bishr al-Khayr. This with regards to the affairs that we're discussing in Crete. The methodology of al-Ta'ifa al-Mansura al-Najiyah. Then there's also, so there's Bishr al-Shar and Bishr al-Khayr. Bishr al-Shar, Bishr al-Marisi. And Bishr al-Khayr, Bishr al-Hafi. Bishr al-Hafi, great scholar of Hadith, great scholar of the Sunnah. And then there was Ahmed al-Sunnah and Ahmed al-Bid'ah. Ahmed al-Sunnah, that is al-Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal. And Ahmed al-Bid'ah, this is Ahmed ibn Abi Du'ad. Ahmed ibn Abi Du'ad. Ibn Abi Du'ad. So yani huna, that's the benefit. Shay bi shay yudhkar. So the this is a deviant way. This is not accepted from them. And their claim to be pious and the likes like this maybe will seem like a good stance, but in reality it's a deviation and it's opening up a doorway for the creed of the Jahmiyyah to spread behind that. So instead of ceasing that innovation and putting a stop to that bid'ah and saying that the Quran is the speech of Allah and is not created, in clear refutation and taking the stance that is firm and direct, they try to go around. They try to go around that they would not say that it's created. They would not say that it's not created. And they didn't want to say that it's created because if they do, they're going to be reprimanded. They're going to be exposed. They're going to be taken to account. They're going to be refuted. They're going to be condemned. And the likes like this, and they're going to be known. So they try to go around that. They try to go around that. And then from behind that claim, no, natawakaf. We don't say that it's created or it's not created. From behind that, the Jahmiyyah, they come. And that opens a doorway for them to spread their doubts and their misconception. Do you understand the point? So for this reason, Imam Ahmed, he said what he said. We read it again. Man kana minhum yuhsinu al-kalam fahuwa jahmi. Whoever from them is good and understand, he's skilled in karam and min karam, fahuwa jahmiyun. Jahmi, yani the jahmiya, they're kufar. The jahmiya, they're kufar. Yani this is the outcome of that. He's a jahmi, yani he claims that the Quran is created. And the one who claims that the Quran is created, laysa lahu shay'un min ahkam al-muslimin. Wadih? So the one who is, he's on that level, and he is from those scholars of deviation and misguidance and philosophy and the like scientists, putting their mind in principles of intellect and mantiq. What is mantiq? Yeah, but in English, mantiq? Logic. Yeah, knowledge of logic. So another type of science that they use. And they have these principles that they use in order to deny the texts. or to refuse the text, or to belie the text, or to construe the text and to misinterpret the text. This is what they will use. This is what they'll use. So those who had this knowledge and they were upon that way, Imam Ahmad considered him a jahmi. Even if he didn't say that it's not created, he said, no, ana atawakkaf. He said, no, I'm not going to say this or not, and I'm not going to say that. If he's from those people, he's jahmi. He's along with them already. Because there's nothing stopping you from saying directly it's the speech of Allah and it's not created. It's the speech of Allah and it's not created. Because Allah, he's not created, and the speech is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore it's not created. This is clear. So they did not do that. So, and he's from those people, then he is from, he's the turs, he's the shield that they hide behind. And they're using him to hide behind this misguidance and deviation. Then he said, Rahimahullah, وَمَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُحْسِنُهُ بَلْ كَانَ جَاهِلًا جَهْلًا بَسِيطًا فَهُوَ تُقَامُ عَلَيْهِ الْحُجَّةِ بِالْبَيَانِ وَالْبُرْهَانِ. As for whoever is not skilled in that science, he's simply ignorant with basic ignorance. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that ignorance is two types. جَهْلٌ بَسِيطٌ, and a simple ignorance, وَجَهْلٌ مُرَكَّبٌ, and compound ignorance. And the difference between the two, جَهْلٌ بَسِيطٌ الْجَاهِلْ جَهْلٌ بَسِيطًا يَعْرِفُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي يَعْرِفُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي. The one who has simple ignorance or basic ignorance, he's someone who doesn't know, and he knows he doesn't know. لَا يَدْرِي وَيَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يَجْهَلْ وَلَا يَدْرِي. He doesn't know, and he's aware he's ignorant and doesn't know. So he's got simple ignorance. It's easy to teach him. You can clarify for him. He doesn't know, and he's aware he doesn't know. Then you show him the right way, he will follow. He will follow. Then there's one that's more severe than that. It's called جهل مركب وهو الذي لا يدري ولا يعلم أنه لا يدري أو لا يدري ويظن أنه يدري. He doesn't know, and he doesn't know, he doesn't know. Rather, he thinks that he knows what he doesn't know. He thinks that he knows what he doesn't know. So he has compound ignorance. جهل فوق جهل. That's why it's called مركب. Any ignorance on top of ignorance, because he's ignorant in the first place, and he's ignorant about himself being ignorant. So he doesn't know, and he doesn't even realize that he doesn't know. So he's on top, it's called murakkab, compound, one on top of the other. Understand that? So this one, who is jahluhu, jahlan basitan, he says, rahimahullah, then he will be, the proof will be established against him with explanation and evidence, clarification and guidance. He'll be taught. فإن تاب وآمن بأنه كلام الله تعالى غير مخلوق وإلا فهو شر من الجهمية. And if he repents and believes that the Quran is the speech of Allah, the exalted, and it's not created, then he is excused. Then he is excused, alhamdulillah. And his repentance will be accepted. Otherwise, he is worse than Jahmiyyah. Then he's worse than the Jahmiyyah. Why? Because he's a shield for their deviation to follow behind, opening the way. Opening the way. At least the Jahmiyyah, they come straight. So you hit them straight and head on. These people, they come in trying to pretend to be pious and righteous, and many of the laymen, they're deceived by them. And then the Jahmiyyah, they come behind them. You understand? Opening the gateways and the avenues for them to spread their shar and to spread their evil. To spread the shar and to spread their evil. With regards to the Jahl al-Basit, with the Jahl al-Muraqab, any of the people of knowledge, they mentioned an example. And his name is Al-Hakim Tawma. We discussed him before, Al-Hakim Tawma. Al-Hakim here, what does it mean? Is Al-Tabib. Al-Hakim Tawma, and neither, why is Tawma? His name is Tawma, they call him Al-Hakim, yani Al-Tabib. Al-Tabib. It says, Qad Himar Al-Hakim Tawma, the donkey of Hakim Tawma, and the doctor, Tawma, and he's Hakim, he's the wise man, he's the doctor. His donkey, he says, لو أنصفوني لكنت أركبه فإن جهلي بسيط وجهل صاحبي مركبه وجهل صاحبي مركبه. He says, that the donkey of Hakim Tawma, he said that if they were just and fair with me, I would be riding, because my ignorance is basic and general. My ignorance is basic and simple, while the ignorance of my owner is compound. It's compound. And because this man here at Hakim Tawma, and he thought he was a doctor, but he wasn't a doctor. And he's somebody who wanted to be a doctor, and he started studying and reading books and the likes like this, but he was not skilled in the science. And nor was he skilled in the Arabic language. So he read the narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Habbatu sawda shifa'u li kulli da." That the habbatu sawda, the black seed, is a cure for every illness. But he read it wrong. He didn't read the word habba. The ba has one dot. The ba has one dot. Habbatu sawda. And the black al habbatu sawda, and in the black seed, right? He read it with two dots instead of one dot. Two dots. With one dot, it's a ba, right? With two dots, it's a yeah. So how does he say it? الحية السوداء, the black snake. الحية السوداء is the black snake. So he started gathering black snakes and he would chop them up in the lice and make a mixture, some dawa from it and feed it to the people. And many people died from that. Many people died from that. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. This was this person here, Al-Hakim Tawma. Hakim Tawma. So they make an example with him. And this is an example of somebody who thinks that they know, but they do not know. If this is the case with regards to the ailments of the body, the ailments of the body, no one would accept this from a person and who claims to be a doctor, but they realize he's not a true doctor. He's just reading books and the likes like this by himself. By himself, he's self-taught physician. You're going to let him work on you? You're going to let him work on your child? On your kid? Or you're gonna tell him to get out of here? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You need a real professional. You need somebody who's going to treat your ailments of your body. What about the ailments of your soul and your heart? Who treats that? How is the ailments of the soul and the heart treated? Manhum atibba al-qulub. The scholars, the doctors of the heart, the physicians of the heart, right? The prophets and messengers and those who followed them properly. So the speaking without knowledge and claiming to have a status in the religion one did not achieve by learning by himself and from books in the deen of Allah is even more severe. Even more severe. But we see for some reason some people don't take it the same. They'll take knowledge all day and long from people who have no qualifications and their self-time. No qualifications in their self-time. And the likes like this, they never sat with a scholar not to study Ajrumi or anything above that. Or anything above that. And then they want to teach and they want to clarify and they want to refute and they want to make wala and bara. And the likes like this, and they bring great fitting and trials. And then people wonder why. Because you take knowledge from a fool. You take knowledge from somebody who learned from Hakim Tawma. Al-Hakim Tawma. You understand? You don't take knowledge from these people. You don't take knowledge from people that don't have teachers. That didn't learn directly from a teacher. This is not how you do it. These people are called Nukhata. Nukhata. The people of Najd consider him a Laqid. The one who doesn't have a sheikh. He never learned from a teacher. He didn't. He never learned from a teacher. They consider him a Laqid. Laqid is a child that's abandoned. They find a child abandoned and they don't know who his father is. They don't know his father. He has no lineage. Nobody has no clue who his lineage is. What his lineage is. You understand that? That's called Laqid, a child like this. So the scholars, they consider a person who claims to have, a person who thinks he has a claim to knowledge, yet he doesn't have teachers. He doesn't have teachers, reliable teachers. He did not learn in this manner. He's self-taught. He's like that person. He doesn't have a lineage in the chain. He's like that person, that child that's a Laqid. They consider him Laqid. Yani he doesn't have a lineage because al-ilmu rahimu bayna ahlihi. Knowledge is a rahim. It's a womb. It's a bond between his people. So the teacher, he had a teacher who had a teacher like this. And if you're going to be a teacher, but you never had a teacher, then what are you doing? You understand? Are you going to go to a doctor who never had a teacher? Even if he speaks real fluently and eloquently, but you find out he does not have a teacher, right? He read books by himself. Huh? And then he made tazweer. What's that? Tazweer. Huh? It's called forging documents. He's forging documents that he's a doctor and graduated from here and graduated from there, forging doctrines, forging documents and likes like that. You find out about that, you're gonna let work on you. So these people who've been forging documents or been taking advantage of their position and nearness to the scholar, you're gonna let them direct you and guide you? Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Whenever these people, whenever you see that doctor, are you gonna be friends with him? You find out about that doctor and he treated your child. And then you come to find out he's just forging documents and everything else, getting people to praise him so they believe him falsely. Then you find out about that. After he done worked on your child, you going to like him when you see him? Give him a hug? Uh-huh. I'm asking you. How about somebody in the deen? Forging documents, pretending pretenders and the likes like this. When you see him, you going to give him a hug? How you doing, brother? Where you been at? He's been forging documents, fooling you. Playing you, living off you and your ignorance. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah in the name of the deen. In the name of the deen. So how will I tell my al-Hakim? Yani, so this is something that's very important. This is something that's very important to have a teacher. To have a teacher that's upon clarity, that's upon insight, that his manners testify for the knowledge that he claims, that his conduct testifies for the knowledge that he claims to have learned, or any type of shahada or tazkiyah that maybe he has, is seen in his manners and his conduct, is seen in his daily life, in his speech, and the likes like this, then this is a good sign. Whenever a person, he has apparent, good with him. And along with that, a shahada, for example, along with that, a tazkiyah, for example, along with that, people praise him. But if we see that he has all of these superficial things or these physical things, and it's contrary to his manners and conduct, or contrary to his action, or he's proven treacherous, and the like side, this will not help him. This will not help him. So this is something that's very beneficial. So barakallahu fikum. Man kana yuhsinu al-kalam, his jahmi. The one who has understood what he's saying, he did not speak up and say that the Quran is not created, rather he says he didn't know, then he's considered jahmi. As for the one who didn't know and he's not understanding what he's saying, and he's following the people like some of them they do, like parents, whatever they say the same thing, right? They say the same thing. There's a problem. Is a problem. They heard somebody saying that Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, he's deviant, so they say he's deviant. They heard somebody saying Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he hates the family of the Prophet, so they say he hates the family of the Prophet. They don't even look into his books. Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he had a son, he had a son named Ali and Hussein and Hassan and Hussein, and had a son named Ibrahim and Abdullah, and he had a daughter named Fatima. All of his children are named Al Hassan and Hussein. Abdullah and he had one named Abdul Aziz, and then he had Fatima. So all of his children are named after the family of the Prophet. Yeah, you claim he doesn't love the Prophet. What a man who doesn't love the Prophet name? You understand that? A man who doesn't love the family of the Prophet, would he name his very own children after the family of the Prophet? So this is clear. So people that sometimes are babbaghat. They're like parents. They just say what others say. The same thing in the fitna of today. They just heard somebody say it. They say the same thing. They say the same thing. If enough people say it and they're not sincere and truthful, no, they just say it so that they'll be with those who say it. And so those who say it will like them. Will like them. They're not even truthful. They're not even sincere. They're not even truthful. They don't even take the position because they believe they just want to be accepted. We have to belong. We have to be able to be accepted from Allah. We have to fear Allah, follow the truth that we see because we believe in Allah, not for the people to praise us, not for the people to like us. No, we say the Quran is the speech of Allah and it's not created because we've seen the proof. We see the evidence and we follow it that way from the guidance of our Lord. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And whatever positions likewise we take in our religion, it must be sincerity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it must be something that's clear and something that's firm. From the greatest attributes and characteristics of a Salafi is that he has a tamayyuz. He's distinguished from the rest of the people. Even if he's noble, even if he's upright, even if he's calm, even if he's forbearing, even if he's patient, whenever he's in the scope with the rest of the people, it's clear and he's known. It's clear. His stances are clear. The people he associates with is clear. The people he learns from and praises and spreads and directs others to, it's clear. There's no confusion whatsoever. That's from the methodology and the way. That's from the methodology and the way, to be clear. And this is the point here. The scholars, they do not play these games and they're not naive. Likewise, you can't just say, oh, Allah knows best. I fear Allah. I'm not going to delve into that issue. And I'm not going to say the Quran is created or not created, pretending to be pious. The scholars, they know what that means. That's opening the doorway for the Jahmiyyah to come behind them. They understood that affair. That's why they did not take it lightly. And that's why they said, if he's somebody who has knowledge of this issue, then he's Jahmi, regardless of what he claims. If he's somebody who doesn't have knowledge of this issue and he has basic ignorance, then we'll try to teach him and clarify for him. If he refuses, he's Jahmi, worse than the Jahmiyyah, because now he become a shield for them. Now he become a shield for them in the name of piety. So the ones who are shielded for the deviant in the name of piety, this is even worse. You understand that? The ones who sit back and smile and they're not in the fitna and they give the green light to people behind them to get involved, this is even worse. This is even worse. So we shouldn't be deceived from these affairs. Learning this methodology of Ahl Sunnah with regards to this helps you to learn the methodology you should be upon in this life and this day. You understand that? How you should handle trials in the same manner. In the same situation that you don't play around with regards to the creed, with regards to manhaj, with regards to the deen. You take an allegiance for Allah and you stand firm on that. And you take an allegiance for Allah and you stand firm on that. Su'an, question. Ma hukmu man qala lafzi bil Qur'ani makhluq. He continues with regards to this affair. What is the ruling regarding the one who says my pronunciation of the Quran is created? My pronunciation of the Quran is created. This is another deviant group with regards to the creed in the Quran. So the previous ones, what were they? There are those who claim the Quran is created.
And then there are those who say he's not going to get involved. He's not saying it's created, nor is he saying it's not created. Those who claim the Quran is created, they're called Al-Jahmiyyah. Al-Jahmiyyah. Then there are those who say he's not going to say it's created, it's not created. I'm just going to be silent about that. They're called Al-Waqifah. There's another group, likewise, they're called Al-Lafdhiyyah. Al-Lafdhiyyah. There are these people here. What is the ruling regarding the one who says my pronunciation of the Quran is created? Lovely. Bil-Qur'ani makhluq. Lovely. Bil-Qur'ani makhluq. What is the ruling of the one who says my pronunciation of the Quran is created? Al-Jawab, the answer, هذه الإبارة لا يجوز إطلاقها نفيا ولا إثباتا لأن اللفظ معنى مشترك بين التلفظ الذي هو فعل العبد وبين المفوض به الذي هو القرآن. He said this statement, the answer, this statement is not permissible to be uttered, not allowed to say this statement, neither in negation nor in affirmation. You cannot say this, lovely, lovely, my pronunciation. Love, من لفظ يلفظ, to pronounce. التلفظ is pronouncing. It's pronouncing, to state something and to pronounce it. So it's not permissible to affirm it nor negate it. So you can't say lovely بالقرآن مخلوق, and you can't say lovely بالقرآن غير مخلوق. You can't say my love, my pronunciation of the Quran is created. And you can't say my pronunciation with the Quran is not created. You can't say that one nor that one. You understand? So in this situation here, there must be tafsir. Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he says, بالتفصيل يتبين السبيل. بالتفصيل يتبين السبيل. With detail, path becomes clear. So in this issue here, there must be detail. You can't negate it nor affirm it. You can't negate it nor affirm it. He says, because the word love, pronunciation, has a shared meaning. He says it may refer to the act of recitation, which is the action of the servant, or to the recited text itself, which is the Quran, which is the Quran. So the word al-lafz, this is a masdar. So the words in the Arabic language, they come on scales, and the scales we have seen previously, they have meanings, and even there are some scales that come in certain contexts with the meaning of other scales. We took that before. What is the example? كتاب بمعنى مكتوب وبساط بمعنى مبسوط ومهار بمعنى ممهود وغراس بمعنى مغروس وإله بمعنى مألوف. We took this in detail explanation of the meaning of the shahada and how we understand the meaning of the shahada from this principle here. How do we say لا معبود لا إله إلا الله بمعنى لا معبود بحق إلا الله? How do we reach that? By understanding these scales. Because the word ilah is on the scale of fi'al. And this scale of fi'al comes with the meaning of maf'ul. And there's a number of examples that we just mentioned, some of them. So the word ilah, it means ma'lu, which is a synonym with ma'bud. So la ilaha illallah, ay la ma'buda bihaqin illallah. That's how we arrived at that, understanding the Arabic language. So likewise here, the word love is a master. And sometimes it comes with the meaning of maf'ul. So sometimes the word love, it means malfool. Like the word rad, sometimes it means maradood. And the word khalq, sometimes it means makhluq, according to the context. So the author, rahimahullah, he's saying that the word here, al-love, al-love, lahu ma'na mushtarak. It has a shared meaning. So this term could be, this term al-love could be referring to the masdar, which is bima'na talafful, the act of pronouncing. And the act of a person pronouncing is an action of a person himself, which is created. The action of a person is created. So the word love and the word tilawa and the word kira'a, they're similar in this affair. They're similar in this affair. So it could mean the pronunciation or the recitation or the reading, meaning the person himself pronouncing, the person himself reciting, the person himself reading, and that action is created. Or the master here could refer to the thing that's being pronounced, recited, or read. And if that's the book of Allah, it's not created. You understand? So the word love could mean a talafful or could mean malfuf. You understand? So here there must be clarification. What do you mean? I'm a lovely book, Quran, makhluk. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Do you mean that one or that one? Which one do you mean? Right? Because now he could get away with it. He could get away if he, if in his creed, he believes the Quran is created, and he wants to slip through the through the fingers and the hands of Ahl Sunnah. He lovely the Quran, makhluk. What he means, malfuzi, huh? That the reading. So he's still saying the same thing. That still means the same thing. If al malfuz, the reading is that which is being read is created. That's the same statement as the Jahmiyyah. The Quran is created. The Quran is the thing that's pronounced. The Quran is that which is being recited. The Quran is what is being pronounced. The Quran is what is being recited. The Quran is what is being read. So if we understood it like this, the malfuz, the matru', the maqru', then saying that this is created is a statement of the Jahmiyyah, al-Quran makhluq. Do you understand? So whether you call it Quran, or you call it malfuz, huh, or mahfuz, right? It's the same thing. Or you call it, it's they claim that that's created, that's claiming the Quran is created. You understand? So you can't say that. You can't say that because this statement has that meaning. And if you say no, talaffuzi, yani my reading is created, then there's also details here that Adi is going to mention. So there's nothing stopping them from saying Al Quran ghayru makhluq wa sawti makhluq. But they don't say that. This is what the scholars they say, right? Al-Kalam, Kalam, Al-Bari, Was-Sawt, Sawt Al-Qari. The scholars, they chose these terms here to clarify. The words are the words of the Creator, and the voice, the sound of the voice is the voice of the reciter. They don't say, Wal-Lovdhi, Lovdhu, Wal-Lovdhu, Lovdhu, Al-Qari. They said, As-Sawt, Sawt Al-Qari. Because the word love has two meanings. It could mean the pronunciation, which is created, and it could mean that which is being pronounced, which is not created. So the proper thing to say is Sauti makhluq. My voice is created. As for that which is being recited, it's not created. So this is also from the deviant ways that they try to hide their creed, and they try to get their creed to go and to be a shield for the deviant. So he says, Rahimahullah, فَإِذَا أُطْلِقَ الْقَوْلُ بِخَرْقِهِ شَمِلَ الْمَعْنَى الثَّانِي وَرَجَعَ إِلَى قَوْلُ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ. So if one says it is created, this includes the second meaning, the Quran itself, and thus it returns to the statements of the Jahmiyyah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقٍ شَامِلَ الْمَعْنَى الْأَوَّلِ الَّذِي هُوَ فِعْلُ الْعَبْدِ وَهُوَ مِنْ بِدَعِ الْإِتِحَادِيَّةِ. And if one says it is uncreated, if one says it is not created, this includes the first meaning, the action of the servant. And this is from the innovations of the Ittihadiyyah, extremists who claim the union, to claim union with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say, yani, that my if one here were to say, love this is the point, love thee bil Quran, makhluk. If you say that it's makhluk, then this is could lead to saying that the Quran is created. You understand? Because love could be understood as malfuz. And if you say, love thee bil Quran, ghayru makhluk, my love with the Quran is not created, this leads to another innovation. If they're referring to the pronunciation itself, the action of pronouncing, he says that's not created, then this is the creed of the Ittihadiyya, those who claim that the action, that the slaves and the creation are one with Allah. So he's saying that my statement, my pronunciation is not created, because that's all, the Creator and the creation is all one. The Creator and the creation is all one. So those who say that the thing that's being pronounced is created, that's saying the Quran is created. And those who say that the pronunciation is not created, that means that they believe that the creation and the Creator are one, and everything's united in union. There's no separate, there's nothing separate. Any of that creation and the Creator is one thing. This is what they claim. So again, you have to bring details here and clarify. So he says, Rahimahullah, ولهذا قال السلف الصالح رحمه الله تعالى من قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق فهو جهمي ومن قال غير مخلوق فهو مبتدع. And for this reason, the righteous Salaf, the pious predecessors, may Allah have mercy on them, they said, whoever says my pronunciation of the Quran is created is a jahmi, and whoever says it is not created is an innovator. Is an innovator, because here the word love pronunciation could be interpreted to have two meanings. Either the act of pronouncing or the thing that's being pronounced. So both ways, if you say that the thing that's being pronounced is created, what's being pronounced? The Quran. That's the statements of the Jahmiyyah. That's disbelief. If he says that my pronunciation, my act of pronouncing is not created, they said he's an innovator. Why? Because now he's claiming that his action is not created because they believe that there's no difference between the creator and the creation. There's no difference between the creator and the creation. So you're not allowed to say it like this. You're not allowed to make this statement. That's why the scholars that came with terms and expressions that are clear. Al-Kalam, Kalam al-Bari, was Sawtu, Sawtu al-Qari. You understand that? The words of the creator and the voice of the reciter. Al-Qur'anu kalamullahi ghayru makhluq. The Qur'an is the speech of Allah and it's not created. Minhu bada'a wa ilayhi ya'ud. It began from him and it returns back to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, so far we discussed three deviant ideologies and positions with regards to the Qur'an. Those who claim the Qur'an is created directly, and those who stopped with regards to that, and those who stated that their pronunciation with the Quran is created or not created. All of this is from the deviation of the misguided. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.